الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد، الخالق للإنسان، المنعم عليه بالإيمان، المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم القرآن. قال الله عز وجل: يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم، فإن تنازعتم في شيء فردوه إلى الله والرسول إن كنتم تؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر ذلك خير وأحسن تأويلا. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in today's lesson Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who have brought iman, obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obey Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the messenger of Allah, and obey those people who have authority among you. With regards to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the obedience of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are many verses in Quran. Likewise, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam talks about ita'ah, obedience of Allah, and obedience of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in hadith as well. وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. In one verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that whatever Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam orders you to do, whatever commandments he gives you, then do that, take that. Whatever he gives you, take that. Whatever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibits you from, then stay away from that. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a perfect role model for us all, for all of his ummatis. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Certainly there's a beautiful beautiful example for you to follow in life, and that is the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obey Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, by obeying Allah and by obeying Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you'll be successful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell the people that if you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي, then follow me. In other words, follow Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ, you will attain Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, and Allah will forgive for you your sins. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ, and obey those in authority among you. In other words, this refers to all those things that people of authority among you have to order you, so long as they are not ordering you to do something that is going to draw the mask, that going to draw the ghadab of Allah, that's going to draw the anger and the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you. So long as they are not ordering you to do things which would draw the ghadab, the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, if they have to tell you to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then acts of disobedience will earn the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah says, فَإِن تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ. Supposedly you quarrel and you dispute about something, then immediately revert to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would want from you. فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ. So you are now in some dispute, then take the dispute and argument of yours and see, cross-check it with what the Quran says and see what the Sunnah says, see what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says. إِن كُنْتُمْ, if you would do this, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, if you are a genuine believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in the last day, the final day, يوم القيامة, ذلك خير وأحسن تأويلا. Doing this, Allah says, this is the best thing to do. وأحسن تأويلا, and it has the best interpretation, and it has the best outcome and end result. ألم ترى إلى الذين يزعمون أنهم آمنوا بما أنزل إليك. Allah says, have you not seen those people who claim that they bring iman, أنهم آمنوا, that they bring iman in what was revealed to you. In other words, they bring iman in this Quran. So they make these claims, we bring iman in the Quran that was revealed to you. وما أنزل من قبلك. They also claim that they bring iman in the books that were sent before you. يريدون أن يتحاكموا إلى الطاغوت. But when they need to go back to some, to fall onto something for decision making, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then they go to taghut. Taghut refers to all batil and all false things. In other words, they're supposed to come to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and bring the cases, present the cases before you, and let you decide on the matter. Rather, what they went and did, they refer to batil, and they revert to batil at all times. وَقَدْ أُمِرُوا أَن يَكْفُرُوا بِهِ. And they were ordered, they were commanded to disbelieve in all types of batil and falsehood. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to the munafiqeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they knew Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was present, and they said, amanna billah and asaddaqna bi rasulillah. They made these claims on their tongue, but it shows that they were not sincere in their heart. At the time of decision making, they are not going to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for him to decide on the matter. وَيُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَن يُضِلَّهُمْ ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا. What happens here is when they are now falling onto Tahut, what decision batil makes for them, Allah says that Shaitan intends now أَيُّضِلَّهُمْ ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا, to mislead them and send them far away from Hidayah. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ تَعَالُوا, when it is said to these munafiqeen, تَعَالُوا إِلَى مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ, come to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, in other words this Quran, وَإِلَى الرَّسُولِ, and come towards what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commands you to do. رَأَيْتَ الْمُنَافِقِينَ يَصُدُّونَ عَنْكَ صُدُودًا. You see these munafiqeen, they turn away from you. They don't listen to you. فَكَيْفَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks this question. So how will their condition be? إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ. When some calamity, when some difficulty, some musibat afflicts them, on account of what their hands sent forth. In other words, they disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They didn't revert to the decision of Allah and the decision of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But now when some musibat befalls them, ثُمَّ جَاءُوكَ, then they come to you, يَحْلِفُونَ. Now they are taking qasam in front of you, saying, بِاللَّهِ إِنْ أَرَدْنَا إِلَّا إِحْسَانًا وَتَوْفِيقًا. They say, we only meant two things. We only meant goodwill, and we meant reconciliation. We didn't mean anything bad except for this. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُ اللَّهُ مَا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows very well what's in their hearts. The only reason why they didn't bring their problems and their cases to you, it was because they wanted to suit themselves, their own nafs. فَأَعْرِضْ عَنْهُمْ. So now turn away from them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَعِذْهُمْ, admonish them. Give them, وَعِذْهُمْ, give them, وَعِذْهُمْ, admonish them and warn them. وَقُلْ لَهُمْ فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ قَوْلًا بَلِيغًا. And let this warning be a statement that will penetrate their hearts. Say to them a stern word so that they ponder and realize their mistake. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from having such conditions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always put us onto sirat al-mustaqim and follow the Quran and sunnah. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا.